Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 382 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. All right, here's today's question from Greg.
Hi, Pat. My name is Greg, and I love your blog and your podcast. I am starting a podcast and a companion blog, and I'm not sure what should come first. The blog or the podcast or the blog? Does it matter? Maybe I'm just thinking too much. Thanks. I look forward to your response.
Hey, Greg, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. This is sort of a chicken or egg deal here we're talking about. And really, in order to start a podcast, however, and I will say this, in order to start a podcast, you have to have a blog or have some sort of website that can house the RSS feed. Now, you don't necessarily need a blog to start a podcast, but that's what most people do. You could just simply upload your files to a server like Libsyn or SoundCloud, just take that RSS feed and then give it to iTunes or give it to another directory, Stitcher, what have you. But then you're missing out on what happens. You know, when people listen to that show, where are they going to go? They're just going to continue to subscribe, which is great, but then where are you going to get them to take action? I mean, the whole purpose of a podcast, I feel, is to build a relationship with your audience and then also get them to take action. And the best way to get them to take action is on a web page somewhere, because people are likely listening on the go. So you need a blog, and the blog to be able to post those episodes and have that be the RSS feed that then feeds these directories. Again, if you're a little confused on how podcasting works, check out podcastingtutorial.com. That's my free tutorial, no opt-ins required, 6 videos seen over hundreds of thousands of times that you can use to begin and start your podcast. Tens of thousands of people have used it to help them, and it'll help you too. And it'll walk you through all the technical stuff and also give you a lot of inspiration and tips and things like that for you moving forward, for anybody who is starting a podcast. But in terms of which you should start first, they kind of both go hand in hand. Now, there is a different way to phrase this question. Which one should I focus on most? Which one should be my primary mode of content generation? Now, I feel this does depend on your niche and your audience and how they're already being served. However, I will say if I were to have to pick one, it would actually be the podcast first. My podcast by far is outperforming my blog in several ways, and the blogosphere is much more competitive, much more saturated than the podcast-o-sphere, if you want to call it that. There are, for example, and this isn't an exact number, but this is likely close to what it is based off of some recent research that I heard. There's over 500 million active blogs and growing. That's a lot. 500 million active blogs, 500 million. And then 500,000 to 1 million podcasts that are out there and active. And so when you think about it that way, there's a lot more room for growth in the podcasting world. Plus, when you think about it, when you come out with a blog and you're publishing content to it, when you're just starting out, you're likely publishing that content to just those who are in your immediate network, those who know you, your mom and your friends and your roommates and anybody who you've already made a connection with or have a relationship with. With a podcast, there's a cool thing that happens when, especially when you put your feed and show into iTunes, is you get exposure on the new and noteworthy list. At least in this moment in time, you still get featured in the new and noteworthy section for your particular category. And if your podcasting is doing extremely well, potentially in the new and noteworthy section in the overall space of iTunes and all the categories. And that gives you a lot of free exposure for the first 8 weeks of the life of your podcast to people who would have never found you otherwise. Because they are on iTunes, they're searching for new podcasts. Podcast is continuing to grow. It's going mainstream. People are starting to understand what that means. The podcasting app is native in your phone. There's CarPlay and BMWs and other cars that are coming off the lots right now. And people are looking for content, and that's where they can find you. They're not looking for blogs necessarily, or when they are, they're not going to find you right away. But they will find you in the new noteworthy section in iTunes if you have a great show with great audio quality, a decent description, and also good artwork. Apple loves to showcase nice-looking things, obviously, and that includes your show if the artwork is decent. And you also want to make sure, obviously, that it stands out amongst a lot of the other people who are already providing podcasts for your particular audience in your space. So do a little bit of research, go into iTunes, type in those keywords, find those categories that you are potentially going to be in, see who's already there and serving that audience, and how can you come in and be different? How can you come in and look different as well? So again, if I had to choose one over the other, I would start focusing on the content of the podcast first, but have that blog that you can use to fill in with supplemental content. There's a lot of types of content that just can't be or is not perfect for audio. For example, if I'm going to walk you step by step how to change the engine of your car, which I don't know how to do, but I'm just kind of making this up, doing it on an audio podcast isn't going to be as valuable. It makes more sense to do either a video or something step by step with images on a blog. But that is something obviously you can mention on a podcast and say you have this step by step tutorial if you want all the videos or all of the images and step by step requirements, go to this particular website, similar to what I just did earlier with the podcasting tutorial. Podcasting is something that I could potentially teach you over the airwaves here on a podcast, but it's a lot easier if you have the diagrams and all the videos and what it looks like and where things plug into, if you have that in the images or videos like you would on podcastingtutorial.com. So start a podcast. That's your primary mode of content generation. Again, do a little bit of research, find out who's serving that audience and if that makes sense for them, but also use your blog, the content you publish there, to supplement the content that you have on your podcast. And also it can house your show notes and the links. And again, it makes it easier for your audience to come and subscribe to that email list that hopefully you are building so that when you come out with a new episode or new content, you can send out an email saying, hey, I got this new stuff. Go ahead and listen to it. Go ahead and read it. You're going to get more traffic that way, more social sharing, more new people coming to your site and then discovering your podcast from there. So Greg, that's how I would go about it. And I want to thank you for your question today. I really appreciate it. And I wish you all the best of luck with your podcast. And for those of you listening, for those of you who are starting a podcast, again, check out podcastingtutorial.com. Completely free, no opt-ins required there for you to help you get your podcast started. Greg, since your question was featured here on the show, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt free of charge. Thank you so much for calling in. For those of you who have a question that you would like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. To finish up, here's a quote from H. Jackson Brown Jr. He said, "In business or life, don't follow the wagon tracks too closely." In business or in life, don't follow the wagon tracks too closely. That means don't do what everybody else is doing necessarily. It's not going to help you. Yes, it'll give you a guideline, but to find all the cool stuff and to discover new things, to separate yourself from everybody else, you're going to have to kind of start to make tracks of your own. So thank you so much. I wish you the best of luck. Thousands of people have already responded to the survey over at spisurvey.com. That's spisurvey.com. I would love it if you took a moment of your time today just to fill out that survey to help me shape the future of Smart Passive Income, of AskPat, and everything I do to serve you. Again, that's spisurvey.com. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you in the next episode of AskPat. Cheers. Hey there. Thank you for listening to AskPat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.